I think that Brother Yun is still baking the bread, getting ready for his message. So he said, why don't you share a few more minutes and then I will come up. So as an obedient pastor, I listen to my disciple. When Eugene was sharing, some of you were thinking that is it possible that really God word can be stringed and put into that little device so that it's still the same powerful Bible. From our experience, it doesn't matter what is the format, but it's still the same living word of God. Amen. Now let me share that we still do Bibles. We print Bibles. And let me share the story of Iranian Bible. About 2 years ago, a little bit more, We were asked from the church in Iran, would you be able to print a Iranian Bible and deliver it into our hands so that we can give them out to those thousands and thousands of new believers who receive Lord Jesus Christ every week in Iran today. And we felt this is good. Together with Brother Yun and the house churches in China, we have been running a huge operation to print an underground press, God's Word, the Bible. And millions of Bible we have provided for new believers in China. So we had the paper, we had the machines, we had everything ready in China. And then we have this Chinese way of doing things. As Eugene was mentioning, the copyright has no more value in China than that you just copy it right. So we just get hold of one Iranian Bible and we just make the printing plates that was needed and we produced this. This is an Iranian Bible. We print it in China, we loaded it into containers, sea containers, and we ship everything to Turkey, to Istanbul. And as it arrived to Istanbul, we loaded everything on the trucks. And we bring them to the border of between Turkey and Iran, the land border. And then we started the smuggling operation into Iran. And praise God, it was very interesting, it was very exciting, and we succeeded. Praise God. And how do we know that we succeeded? Very simple. 4 months later, one out of two Ayatollahs, the spiritual leaders of Iran, they stood up. One of them stood up at the public television, 7 p.m. Friday night. That is the holy night in Iran. And we were all surprised when we discovered that he had our Bible in his hand. And 80 million people saw a Bible. Most of them, first time in their life. And this man said, this book looks so nice, red color, gold, it looks so nice, and everybody would love to look what is inside. But I warn you, do not ever open this book, it's very dangerous for you. And we have never got so much advertisement for Bibles, free of charge, in our lives. After that program, 80 million people in Iran, they started to look everywhere. Where can I get that book? It must be very good. Because all the misery of 30 years of Islamic revolution had really totally raped the nation. Had been so much sorrow and problems to people that they knew if something, the Ayatollah said something is bad, it must be the best thing on this earth. Praise God. So God is creating a tremendous hunger for Word of God in Iran today. And we are committed as a church in China as soon as possible to get at least 1 million Bible into Iran. Praise God. And it takes you and I to work together and make it happen that these Bibles will come on time into the hands of the new believers. And that's why we have to change the size of the Bible a little bit. I don't know if anyone of you have seen 1 million Bible in one place any time of your life, unless you have been working for the Gideonites. But it's quite a lot. So we have done many different ways we trying to get. And we also are now very firm in the plan that as soon as the Lord allows this to happen, and we are already doing it to get in 500 Chinese missionaries into Iran. And I'm hoping that these nuclear discussions between America and Iran will be so successful, and suddenly they will start to welcome Americans back to Iran. And the first Americans I want to bring to Iran are you brothers and sisters from this community to be messengers of the gospel together with the Iranian underground church. Let's pray for that. That is a good task for you. And I do have, or we do have, a place for you. If you just do not you don't love your life so much anymore, so you don't care if you have to die, we have a good positions open for you in Pakistan. Praise God. So just if you, but make sure as the church leaders that they make their testament before they leave, because I do not can guarantee in what shape they come back. They may come back as dry bones, but the gospel will go forth. And I will close with another testimony before Brother Yun comes up. What God is doing. Two brothers. They arrived to Pakistan. And as Eugene was saying, the Chinese are so welcomed into these countries because these countries, they want to have a relationship with China. They know that China is coming to become a number one financial power. And there's a lot, so much things that you can do in China and with China. So these brothers, they had no problem to have their visas. They arrived to Pakistan. And they had a calling to go to a certain village far away from big cities, to countryside. And they arrived to this village. And they talked to the village elders. And they said, is there any empty housing available here? We have come here to help you. And they also did that from first morning after their arrival. They were on the fields with the farmers. They were helping them with their goats, and they were working according what Eugene has shared. So after they were talking a few days, the village elder said, "Yeah, we have this former shop that went belly up, so it's out of business. It's an empty place. Would you mind to leave there?" Now, the reason he selected that as a housing for the Chinese, it has huge windows. So that the whole village could see what are these Chinese monkeys doing when they are inside their house. So every day they passed by, and without anybody seeing, they looked in, what are they doing now? They had never seen Chinese before. How are they eating? What are they doing? But the brothers, they took good use of this. They moved to the close to the window, and that was the place where they worshiped God. That was the place where they were praising God and singing to the God from the morning. And that's the place where they were kneeling down, because they knew behind every tree, every house corner, there's somebody watching what I'm doing. So little by little, the people understood that these Chinese are totally different to anybody else. Prayer seems to be the very core of their existence. They seem to be praying all the time. Because when we train up the missionaries, we teach them When you go to a new location and sent by the Holy Ghost, make sure that you pray long enough that you can draw the fire of God upon that location. And before the fire arrives, don't do anything else. Just wait before the Lord and pray and worship God. So after about a month, it happened that all the goats of the village leader disappeared. He woke up one morning and he could not see one of his goats anywhere. It had never happened before, but all his more than 100 goats, they were gone. And this old man was so worried. This is end of my life. If I lose my goats, I lose everything. And he sent young men to riding on horses and looking up on the mountains everywhere. They searched for these goats for many days. And finally, they come to the conclusion. The goats have disappeared from planet Earth. They are nowhere. You cannot hide 100 goats. They make noise and they walk around. It's no way they are hidden somewhere. And finally, one evening, late in the evening, after 10 p.m., the village leader came and knocked the door of these two Chinese missionaries. And he walked into that room and he said, "I'm so sorry to disturb you, but you may have heard I have lost everything. I am poorest of the poor. I have nothing. My goats have disappeared. But I understand that you serve a different God. Would you mind to pray that my goats will come back home?" And the brother said, "Of course, we are willing to pray. Do you want to pray right now?" And the elder said, "Okay." And these two Chinese missionaries, they started to call upon that one name that is the solution to the problems of the whole world. He called the name of Jesus. And they said to this old man, "Now go back home and have a good sleep. You haven't been sleeping for 6 nights. Go to bed and the goats will come back." And early next morning, the whole village was awakened with laughing and shouting goats. They all came back to the village. And everybody said, "This is the finger of living God." And they were open for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We would have hundreds of animal stories, how God is using the animal kingdom to expand. So I'm not going to share any testament of about elephants or crocodiles. But anyway, I just want to you to understand that Jesus that we are serving, that we say we love, is much bigger than you ever can imagine. And he can do greater things. Now I do have to correct something. My brother was very excited about the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and that is so important. We need to be filled by the Holy Spirit. When I used the term, I said the counseling account of the church in China is zero. I mean compared to what it is in the West. We do counsel our people in China, but we always counsel them in prayer. We do not practice the human understanding of people's problem. We always, like Brother Yun said, ask Jesus, pray Jesus. And we learn to people, whenever you have a problem, the number one person you have to talk to about this is to speak about that to Jesus. Jesus is the answer. And even they come to see the pastor and say, "I have this problem." The pastor say, "Let's pray together and Jesus will answer to you." This is very healthy and it's very cheap way to get solution to your problem. It doesn't cost anything. Praise God. So now it's already time to call up this time, last time, the heavenly man, Brother Un. And he's got to share a message to us. And please remember to work hard so that we can get 1 million Bibles to Iran before noon tomorrow. Amen. Un弟兄，你可以上来。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 我们起来给主耶稣一个最热烈的欢呼和鼓掌。
Now let's give more welcome to Jesus with greater passion and noise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
讲一下，站起来。
Let us all stand up.
你必须要告诉大家，站起来给耶稣一个欢呼鼓掌。
Now, always when we are welcoming Jesus.We want to honor him, and that's why we stand up. That's why we welcome him standing up, because he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
再次伸出你热情的手，对你身边说：“耶稣爱你，不要怕。”
Again, remember these Chinese words I've been teaching to you. Now, with the most passionate face and action, get the person know next to you that Jesus 爱你。Jesu aini.
Jesu aini. Amen.
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 This is the time. This is the day that the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice. And be glad in him. And be glad in him.
This is the time in the high game, man. Lots of wonderful, wonderful is he thy. This is the time. This is the time in the high game, man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
对你身边的人说，耶稣基督是从死里复活的主，不要怕。
Now say to one another.Jesus, your Jesus is resurrected from dead. Do not fear.
Amen. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 在耶稣里是一家人。
We are one family in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一同坐下来。
Please be seated in peace, like we say in China.
当大家在一起敬拜神的时候
As we were worshiping God together
当我的弟兄们在宣读神的话语的时候
As my brothers were reading from the word of God
我里面突然间就有一个声音
I heard the voice of God speaking to me
我看见这些孩子们你们这些孩子们这么单纯地在这里来敬拜
And I was so touched by these young girls who were worshiping God together. I was really moved in my spirit.
我里面发出一种声音说，我下一次来的时候完全会不一样的。
And I understood that next time I will come back to you, I'm totally changed man.I'm not the same anymore.
五旬节的时候，彼得讲过一句话，说：“神说，在末后的日子，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人做异梦，你们的儿女要开始发预言。”
The first day of Pentecost, he said that at last days I will pour my spirit upon all people, and your young men and young girls, they will be prophesying.
我在美国很多的聚会里面，我看不到少年人或孩子们。
I have so many meetings all over this continent of America, but this is the first time we see so many young people and children at our meetings.
我的祷告是这话语能够成就在这个民族之中。
And my prayer is that the word that we are preaching to you will become life for you and will change each one of you because God wants to use all of you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这里这年轻人，你们会看到一个异象，是一个过渡的异象，耶稣快来了。
And the vision I want every young person to see at these churches.Is the vision of the coming kingdom of God.
我非常感谢你们会看见一片的骸骨成为军队的。
And I pray that all of you spiritually will have this revelation about how Spirit of God will come upon dry dead bones.
孩子们，你们敬拜神的时候，大胆要给他们机会，让他们起来说预言。
这是神而来的话语。 And in order for you to get excited about, you should allow opportunity for these young girls and young boys who are filled by the Spirit of God that they can prophesy, because their prophecies are mostly the most accurate to the audience.
但你们也不要想着你们的年龄高了，你们不高，老人家还会有梦的，你们还会有很多的梦想。
And for the elderly brothers and sisters, you have still all the dreams that the Lord will share with you, and you can excite others with those dreams you receive from the Lord.
你们年轻的时候，神给你们那个梦想还没有成就，所以你们不要想，你们可能像摩西一样，神现在正是要在你们晚年的时候，你们的梦想要。
And you may say, but the dreams of my life have not yet been fulfilled. Don't be discouraged. God is going to fulfill everything that He has spoken to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
我们在祷告的时候，我再一次听到神告诉我说：“你们要发预言，要解开这一群人，让他们前来走。”
And I really, the Lord spoke to me, encouraged them to make room for the prophetic word that will come to them through young people and older people, and so that they will make a way and direction for the church where to go and what to do.
我知道我们中间有很多人来参加这个聚会，这几天，你虽然来到主的面前，我发现你们中间有一些人像拉撒路一样。 身上还是有一种捆绑，我现在要奉耶稣的名对你们说，要解开身上的捆绑，让他自由。
Even though we have had so many people in these meetings throughout this weekend, and you have been listening all the messages, but you still feel I am kind of like a package that they have bind, that has bind me. And now tonight is the time to cut off everything that is around you so that you will be free, set free in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. 我们站起来把掌声归给神。
And let us all stand up and give all the glory to God who is going to set us free tonight.
Hallelujah.
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 因为耶稣爱你。
Just because Jesus loves you.
你大胆地和我一起在神的面前宣告神的话。
And with great voice, let us all proclaim the word of God to the atmosphere.
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are chosen people. Let's proclaim that.
We are chosen people.
We are holy priesthood. Priesthood.
We are holy priesthood.
We are holy nation.
举起你的双手宣告，我们是神的儿女。
With the greatest passion, let's proclaim, we are children of living God.
We are children of living God.
Hallelujah!
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 神对你们这个民族。 像对其他的民族一样有一个呼召。
God has calling for your people group.
就是要召你们去宣扬的，怎样带领你们出黑暗入奇妙光明的美德。
And He wants you to deliver the light to those who are still in darkness. You are on the mission to bring light into darkness.
要你去宣告耶稣基督福音的大能。
So that you go and proclaim the mighty power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
不在乎你是谁，耶稣基督的福音是上帝的大能。
It doesn't matter who you are. The power is not you. The power is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
这个福音的大能不是金钱能够买来的，能救一切相信的人。This
power of the gospel, you cannot buy it. No money will buy that authority, that power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们把掌声归给我们的主。
It comes through your faith. Let's give all glory to God. Amen.
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 拿起你的圣经和一同理。
Do you believe that Bible is the living word of God? Raise up your Bible if you have your Bible.
Hallelujah. 有多少人相信神的话语是永不改变的?
How many of you believe that Bible never changes? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because of you believe that, your eyes will see even greater glory.
Amen.
Amen.
现在我们一起来宣读神的话语, 约翰福音的第十一章40节到44节。
And let's read together from the Gospel of John. And verses, the chapter 11, 十一章, and I will read from verse 40. And if you have your Bible, do it like we do in China. Read together aloud with me. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee, for thou hast heard me. And I know that thou heardest me always. But because the people which stand by me said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, Loose him and let him go. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And now again, please be seated in peace.
神的话是活泼的，是有能力的。
The word of God is always alive and it is active.
Amen.
Amen.
跟我一起来讲，神的话是活泼的，是有能力的。
Let's say together, the word of God is active and has power.
Amen.
Amen.
神的话又不是一个宗教。
The word of God is not religion.
神的话又是活泼，是有能力的，它比一刀两刃的见证力。
The word of God is alive. It's active. It's power of God.
一刀两刃能见，可以拿到医生拿住，可以动手术开刀。但是医生不是神，神那个话语是有能力的，连你骨节骨髓都能够。
And the Bible says, when think about a knife of a certain doctor, he may cut and open the body of human being, and he may by doing that bring healing to a person. But the word of God is like two-edged sword, and it separates everything, spirit, soul, and body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
你摔住了，医生你要找医生来给你接里头有接错了。可是神的话语比医生那个更厉害。
And my brother, you had the accident. You cut your hand was broken, and it started to grow together in wrong position. So the doctors they have to break it again in order to get it right. But when the word of God comes upon you, everything goes right first time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
神的话。 不但是医治你外面身体上的疾病,
the word of God can take hold of every sickness in your body.
连你的灵与魂, 骨节骨髓都能跑。
And it separates your thoughts, and it separates your spirit, and it brings healing to every part of your personality.
包括你过去受的伤害，你的心思和意念都能变
明。And the word of God will also heal you from all the wounds of your memory. Everything, every wound that you have in your soul, the Spirit of God through the word of God bring healing. And it also get all the files right in your mind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
你大胆地对你身边的人说，我们需要神的话。
And now, with great voice, say to one another, we need more word of God.
我们需要神的话。
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
我个人因着听见了神的话，才今天站在这里为耶稣做见证。
And I'm only standing here as a witness for Jesus because of the mighty power of Word of God.
这几天我在这里为耶稣基督的名做见证。
I have been witnessing already several times in the meetings what I have experienced with Jesus.
我先告诉各位
I want to start saying this to you all.
我第一次被抓进监牢之前，我都听到神告诉我说：“孩子，不要怕，你受的苦我知道。”
When I was first time on the transportation towards the prison, I heard the voice of Lord saying, "My child, I know all the suffering what you are going through right now."
后来一次又一次被关进监牢里，我才问神呢、啊：“你知道我什么时候能够从监牢里面出来？”
And After that, I didn't end up only one time, second time, third time into prison. So I said, Lord, when is this ongoing imprisonment going to end in my life?
当我第三次为主耶稣基督的福音被关到监牢的时候
But then there came the day when I was third time arrested in China, 1997.
这几天不少人来看我啊，我们看你的书，那个腿也被打断，那个是哪一条腿？我告诉你，两条腿都被打断，不可以走路了。
Some of you were curious. They came to me, brother. Did they crush your? Which one of your legs they crush in the prison? And I pull up my pants and I showed both of them.
没有人说还能够活住从监牢。
And when that happened to me in torture in the prison.Nobody believed that I'm going to survive this time in that top security prison.
那是我的妻子也为主福音的缘故和我一样被关进了监牢。
And not only that, they had arrested myself, thrown to prison. My wife was captured, and she was thrown to another prison for female prisoners.
我并不是完全二十四个小时属灵，我和你们一样的，我经历过无数次的灰心失望。
And I am not a 24/7 super believer, a steel man of faith. I so many times I was so discouraged and I lost my hope for survival. I thought this is all over. I'm never going to come out to freedom anymore.
当我的两条腿被打断以后，被关进那个监牢的时候，我有无数个问号问为什么。
And as they tortured during the early weeks of my imprisonment, they crushed my both legs from ankles.And when they throw me to my solitary cell, I was just shouting question marks. Why, God? Why did you allow this to happen? I am not going to be able to walk out from this place.
我也曾经抓住神的话语来问神，神，你告诉我说，到天一亮。你来帮助我，我的天什么时候会亮啊
？To take hold of the promises God has been speaking to me 13 years earlier, I said, Lord, you have promised that you will open doors for me, and a new day is going to dawn. When is that day arriving?
我曾经大声地喊叫说，我的黑夜呀，什么时候能够过去呀
？And I was crying loud in my solitary cell.To God, when is the darkness going to go away and I see again light?
我认为神对我的呼召不可能完成了。你呼召我起来向西献能，不可能了。
And I could hardly believe anymore that God's calling upon my life that I will be a messenger of the gospel to west and south. Is ever going to happen? It's all over.
圣经说耶稣爱马大玛利亚也爱拉撒路。
Now Bible says that Jesus loved a lot Martha and Mary and Lazarus.
我当时的情况就好像拉撒路一样，我也知道耶稣爱我。
And my situation was the same as for dead Lazarus. I knew and I know that Jesus always loves me.
可是我的问题是，现在已经被关进到监牢里，没有人再能够救我了。
But my problem was, after being arrested for more than 30 times and imprisoned for third time, I knew this is serious, and I did not believe that in my condition, Jesus can do anything to help me.
我不是因着犯罪，我就是单单为了我的信仰，为了耶稣的缘故，正在聚会的时候被公安抓捕的。
I hadn't become any crime, and that was the reason I was in a prison. It was all because I insisted to continue to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我今天来到美国，我告诉当时整个美国很多人前来都在抗议政府，中国政府说要释放天上人云地。
And when I was in prison this time.There were many Christians in America, and they were really putting a lot of pressure, and from other parts of the world as well, on China, that they have to release us pastors who had been arrested.
他们想要用宗教、用政治、用人权来给中国政府压力。
They were calling help from the human rights and from political power authority. They trying to pressure China to release me, but nothing happened in China.
几年前，汤姆时候，我被邀请去到白宫的时候，那个参政两院的议长在告诉我们。
And a few years ago, when together with Brother Ren, we were invited to visit the Senate and the Congress of the United States, the majority leaders, they told us, when you were arrested in China, we all came together and we commanded China to release you.
那个议长告诉了院弟兄，为了要把你从监牢里面出来，我发起招人，107个参政两院的议长签，议员签字。
We collected 107 names of the congressmen and senators, and we all demanded China to release you, but there was no answer, no action in China.
我亲自签字，然后交给克林顿，说你拜访中国的时候，你要把这封信亲自交给中国的政府，那个江泽民总理，那个主席。
We didn't only sign the letter. We presented that letter to Bill Clinton, your president, and we asked him, when you go and meet with China's leadership next time, you have to present this letter and demand and expect China to release these brothers who are in prison.
没有人有办法再能够把我救出来。
But no man could come to my rescue. It was always nothing happened in China.
耶稣基督是从死里复活的主。
But praise God, Jesus is still resurrected from dead. He's alive.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
跟我一起来宣告，耶稣基督是从死里复活的主。
Let us proclaim aloud together, Jesus Christ is resurrected from dead.
哇，你们中间很多人会德文的，耶稣是 Zacht zu uns， 以前的 Weg die Wahrheit und das Leben。
Amen. Whatever that was, it means that Jesus is resurrected from dead.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. 耶稣是路，耶稣是真理，耶稣是生命。
Jesus is the truth and the life.
当每个人都说你没有希望的时候，你记住，耶稣活着，你仍能够面对明天。
People around say to you, "There's no help. You have no way. You have no outcome. You have no help." Remember, there is always Jesus, and He's the way, the truth, and life. He will set you free.
我们像你们一样，我们是祷告的人。
In China, we are like you. We love to pray and come in petition before the Lord.
教会就开始祷告的时候，突然间圣灵就开始说话，说：“云弟兄要从监牢里面出来了。”
And the local church in that city where I was in the top security prison,
They decided when there was no help from anywhere else, they decided we will start fast and pray together. And the Holy Spirit spoke to this church that I am going to set free Brother Yun and he will come out.
汤牧师和我们是一样，和你们一样，是不是单单相信政府的能力？他是相信祷告的能力，就把我的消息告诉给整个的欧洲、瑞典呐、芬兰呐、德国呀。
Authority of the government and human rights. He also believes that there's power when the body of Jesus Christ go to unison prayer. So he launched a prayer movement to pray for rescue for us who were in prison.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
有多少人相信祷告
？So do you believe in power of prayer? Amen.
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 我不但是你相信了，你祷告的时候，神会对你说话。
Now it's very important when you say, I believe in prayer. You have to also make sure that you don't shout so much that you don't hear what Jesus is speaking to.
我们二月初的时候给汤牧师去拜访那个瑞典那个国家的时候，哇，几个人就在告诉我说，云弟兄，你从监牢出来的时候，哪一天我们在祷告的人一群里面，我也在场。
Already a few years ago, when we together with Brother Ren, we were visited Sweden, and we visited a Philadelphia church in Stockholm, and we were sharing what God is doing in China, and I was sharing this part of my testimony.Some believers came to me and they said, Brother Yun, when that happened in China, we were in the prayer meeting midday. And as we were praying, one sister, she saw a vision that one man is walking out from the prison and now he is free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们就在看这个时间对一对着，相差六个小时。汤牧师说：“对呀，因为欧洲的时间跟中国就是差六个小时啊。”
And as we were looking into the calendar, what day and what time the miracle started to happen in China? It was exactly the moment when these 30 believers were in petition and prayer in Stockholm, and the woman, she saw me walking out from the prison. Hallelujah.
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 对你身边说，耶稣活着，不要怕。
Say to one another, Jesus is alive.
Amen.
Amen.
耶稣活着
Jesus is alive.
耶稣活着我们能够面对明天
And just because Jesus is alive, you can face anything tomorrow. Amen.
不在乎你是谁
And it has nothing to do who you are.
你纵然会失信他仍是可信的他不会违背自己
You may be unfaithful, butHe remains faithful because he cannot deny himself.
我就是在监牢里面彻底失败失去信心的时候这些弟兄姊妹的祷告
I was so discouraged in my cell in that condition. I have lost my hope. But because as an answer to the prayers and petitions of body of Jesus Christ outside,God started to move inside my prison.
我在软弱的时候，借着弟兄姊妹的祷告，我蒙了怜悯。
And as an answer to their prayers, the compassion and the mercy of God hit me as I was lying on the floor on my solitary cell.
那个时候，我开始那个情绪失去信心的时候，我开始喊叫着、惊叹的说：“我们早就告诉你没有耶稣，你说耶稣是复活的主。”
Before this,
惊叹说你疯了。
Miracle was unfold. At the first, the morning hours of that morning, I was complaining. I was so disappointed on God, and I said, "God, you cheated me. You are not able to help me."And the warden, they were really worried about my mental condition. Look at this preacher. He is upset on his God. That's a big problem.
可是我相信你们弟兄姊妹的祷告，神就开始在监牢对我来说话。云弟兄，转过来身，不要跟这个这些人来对话。
And I was looking at this mocking warden outside my cell. The Lord said to me, as an answer to your prayers, that turn around and fix your eyes upon Jesus. So I turned my back towards the policeman, and I started to fix my eyes upon Jesus. I was just turning around. I could not stand up, so I just turned around on the floor. Instead of looking into this policeman, I started to look upon Jesus.
突然之间我都听到一个声音在我的里面发出来说 丹尼耶和华是我所谓的盾牌
I started to sing, Lord, you are my fortress, you are my rescue, and you will raise me up, and I will raise my head straight up in your name.
Hallelujah. 警察说这个人疯了，不要管他了。
I just few minutes earlier, I was upset of God, and now I started to thank God and praise God. They totally were convinced he have lost his mind. He doesn't know what he really believes.
也就是当没有人管你的时候，你记住你是属于耶稣的，你是神的儿女。
Now you may occasionally be a little bit confused in your problems, but remember. Jesus is with you in your problems.
Hallelujah. 我听到耶稣说，我听到圣灵在我的里面说，耶稣爱你。
And I heard the Holy Spirit ongoingly reminding me, remember, Jesus loves you with eternal love.
我就开始在那个街区都来唱耶稣爱你，耶稣爱你，在你生命中最大的福分就是耶稣永远爱你。
It's the same for you. The greatest treasure in your life is the fact that Jesus always loves you.
那个夜晚，警察认为我疯了，都没有人在管我了，不要管你了，我就拿着神的话语发疯地在里面唱歌。
As they said that I have lost my mind, I started to behave like a person who lost his mind. I just got wild for Jesus, and I was worshiping Jesus. And all the warden, they left that part of the prison. They had been always watching me outside my cell door, and they went to their office. So the whole department was emptied of the warden.
那个聚会像我们的聚会一样的，我跟耶稣，那里没有音乐呀。 那什么乐器都没有啊！可是我来唱的时候，我感觉到主就在我的身边，在听我唱的每一句话。
As I started to sing to the Lord, I had a wonderful experience. I didn't have any instrument, but suddenly I discovered that Jesus is bringing in all the heaven instrument, and he is joining to my worship to him.
我就在问主啊，那我的黑夜什么时候能过去呀？
And I felt the presence of Jesus already, and I asked Jesus, when is my darkness going to disappear?
我就听到主在我的里面说，你的天亮了。And
suddenly, Jesus walked into my cell and he said, my son, now is the dawn of a new day. Stand up and walk out.
那个门已经开了，起来走吧。All
the doors have been opened for you. Just walk out from your prison.
那实在是一个神圣的时刻。
This was a very serious. One way it was exciting. First, I saw Jesus was standing in my solitary cell, and I was lying on the floor. It was a very tense moment.
我不是在做梦的，我又在监牢里与主相遇了。It
wasn't a dream or a vision. I met the resurrected Jesus in my solitary cell.
Hallelujah. 我说主啊, 这是监牢。
And I said to Jesus, Jesus, you may have forgotten, This is a top security prison. You don't walk out from places like this.
我仍然带到主的话语说，我知道，但我是信实的。
And immediately, I heard Jesus saying to me, "I know your prison is real, but I'm the truth, and the truth will set you free."
Amen. 就在我迟疑的一刹那，我突然之间出现一个一刹那的一闪一个异象，我就看见我的妻子已经从监牢里出来了，说站在我的身边说，为什么还在监牢里？
And as I was still reconsidering the offer to go out, God wanted to encourage me. So I saw a fraction of a second, a vision, that my wife was rushing towards my cell. And I understood she must have been released from prison. And she was really upset. And she said to me, "Why have you allowed them to lock in you into prison? Come out."
在我的生命中，我认为顺服两个字很难，但是太重要了。
And I learned again that the two Chinese words that together means obedience is the most important lesson for us believers to learn.
当我开始像拉萨路那样在绝望之中就这样的出来了，来到了走出来的那一个一刹那之间，这个监牢的门就一道一道的开了。
And as in obedience to that powerful word of Jesus, I stood up like dead Lazarus. And as I started to walk towards my cell door, all the doors of the prison went crazy and they opened for me. And I walked out from that top security prison.
哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！
没有警察在问我你往哪里去，可是我刚刚走出监牢的大门，四道门。
And I passed numerous of these policemen with their rifles, and nobody asked anything. They didn't see me as I was passing by, and I passed the whole prison yard, and the main doors of the prison were supernaturally opened for me, and there was a.Taxi with open door waiting for me outside.
Hallelujah. 在这个警察的门口有出租车，一般是不可能的。
I don't believe. I think the rules are same in America. The taxis are not allowed to stand outside the prison doors and wait for those escapees from the prison.
他那个不是个 hotel 啊，他不是个宾馆门口啊。
It wasn't a five-star hotel. I was walking out. It was the number one security prison in China.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
当我坐到车上那一刹那
，As I sat down at the back seat of the taxi.
圣灵就透过那个出租车上面那个钥匙在下面来转动的时候对我来讲话。
There was a key hanging from the mirror of that car, and as the car started to speed on the freeway, it started to move, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me through that key.
我是圣洁真实的。
And the Holy Spirit said to me, Jesus said through the Bible, from book of Revelation, I am the Holy One.
我是拿着大卫钥匙的，我开了，没有人能关。
The keys of David in my hands, the doors that I open, no man is able to shut.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
当我走出监牢的时候，不少人在问我，究竟这个怎么是谁给你叫的出租车？你的腿好了吗
？And people have many questions about this escape from the prison. One of the questions is, when did you got healed? How is it possible that with your crippled legs you were able to walk? And the other question they ask me, who did order the taxi to be there waiting for you?
我不知道，当我开始顺服神往前走那一刹那，我竟不知道我竟然是一个不会走路的人。
And what happened with my legs in that moment when I stood up, I totally forgotten that I'm actually not able to walk, so I just walked.
我都突然间感受到这个到处都是天使，我认为可能不是谁替我，我一直到现在还在考虑这个出租车，我现在考虑这个面是不是当时天使是驾住车来了。
And I'm 100% sure that there was an army of angels that just changed the hinges on the doors in the prison, so they were reversed and they were opened for me. And the same angels, they ordered the taxi to wait for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
那是神开了我信心的眼睛，让我看到一件。
And Lord, I wanted to use this personal experience to open my mind and my eyes to see the future for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
神的灵在我的身上，整个监牢的门要被打开。
And because I have experienced that the Spirit of God, what is able for God to do in our lives and in our circumstances.
我仿佛感受到神要把这把钥匙要给我，你去开门，你不但是要开这个监狱的门，要开整个无神论地区的门，要开穆斯林地区的门，要开不同宗教地区的门。
In same manner.As I open with my keys all the doors of the security prison, I'm going to open the heart doors of every person in China to receive my gospel. And I'm going to do the same miracle in Buddhist world, Hindu world, and Islamic world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我就好像你们今天晚上读的圣经一样，神说你看见了什么？你看见的什么？你看见的不是一个一片骸骨，你说看见的整个中东要归主，整个中国要属于耶稣。
And we are not staring at the dead bones in Central Asia and in Middle East anymore. We see that Spirit of God will come upon that region and the dead bones will come together. A mighty army of God is going to raise from every nation in that region.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
今天我站在这里奉耶稣的名告诉我们这个民族要从死里复活。
And I want to prophesy to your brothers and sisters, your people are going to raise from dead and they will proclaim the power of living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
你们今天来到主耶稣的面前，我要奉耶稣的名要解开我们，彻底的解开我们宗教的捆绑。
In the name of Jesus, we release you from all that is holding you back, that you are completely free to receive the fullness of the kingdom of God.
我知道有些人是在那个仇恨的捆绑里，苦毒的捆绑里，今天你要得自由了。
There are people who you are still in pain and you are filled with hatred and you are filled with discouragement and failure, but you will be set free tonight. Hallelujah.
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 不是耶稣亲自解的，耶稣是吩咐他的门徒去解开人的捆绑。
Now you have to recognize something. Jesus did not take scissors or knife and set Lazarus free from these religious funeral grave clothing. He said to his disciples, set him, release him, set him free.
有多少人渴望成为耶稣基督的门徒？
How many of you want to commit your life as a disciple of Jesus Christ?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们一同站起来。
Let us all stand up together.
对你的身边的人说，不要怕，耶稣爱你，他能给你自由。
And let's say to this one and other, Jesus loves you, and don't be afraid. He will set you free. Say this to one another.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
现在我们要做出另外一个方面，你转过去三五个人十个八个人都可以，我们一起祷告。
We will start to release one another in prayer. We will create small prayer groups, 3, 4, 5 people. You come together and you start to pray for one another so that everybody is prayed for and is set free as we are together tonight.Let's do this quickly and start to build prayer teams together and we pray for one another.
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
汤姆士带领大家祷告。
那你先按时祷告。
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
主耶稣
Lord Jesus.
Oh, 主耶稣
Lord Jesus.
愿你的国就降临在我们的中间。
Thank you that your kingdom can come upon us.
今天这个时刻，愿你的国就降临在我们中间。
Lord, we release your kingdom power upon these people.
我要奉耶稣基督的名，要解开人的捆绑。
In the name of Jesus, we set them free.
主耶稣伸出你大能的手来断开人身上的捆绑。
Spread out your mighty right arm and hand and set them free.
主耶稣要奉你的名，要把人从绝望的监牢里面释放出来。
I set you free from the prison of hopelessness.
主耶稣要奉你的名，把人从绝望的那个坟墓里面释放出来。
You are going to be raised from dead. A new life will come to you.
死亡的灵，我奉耶稣的名命令你离开这里。
Hopelessness, I command you to disappear.
我奉耶稣基督的名给他们自由。
In the name of Jesus, we set you free.
我要奉耶稣的名断开人身上那种绝望。
In the name of Jesus, we set you free from hopelessness.
断开人身上那种癌症或身情的捆绑。
In the name of Jesus, I set you free from cancer.Or any sickness in your body.
我要奉耶稣基督的名，使他们的筋腱轮骨要恢复正常。
In the name of Jesus, I set you free from any ailing, any sickness, and the fullness of health will come back to you.
我要奉耶稣基督的名，对住这个民族，对住这个国家发预言，这个国家要从死里复活。
And Lord, you know, through these people, this country is going to be raised up and be alive.
我要奉耶稣的名祝福这个民族，要成为一个宣教的民族。
In the name of Jesus, I bless you to become a mission nation, a mission group.
因主耶稣基督的圣名。
I pray this all in the name of Jesus.
你要是这个地方的年轻的小孩子们要开始要说预言。
And the young people, girls and boys, they will prophesy.
你要使用这个地区的姐妹们要成为一个祷告的哈达的军队。哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！
你要使用这里的老年人，也要实行他们的成就，你给他们的梦想。
And Lord, you will guide the young men and the young women, and your Spirit will guide them and lead their lives.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
你的捆绑已被解开。
You are already set free.
你现在已经自由了，起来走吧。
You are free in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！大家好，一起哈利路亚
！Let us all shout together, Hallelujah!
哈利路亚！
哈利路亚 ！I am free.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory to Jesus!
Hallelujah! Glory to Jesus!
Amen!
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 Hallelujah!
Amen! Hallelujah!
现在是你对你身边人伸出你信心的时候，对他说：“耶稣爱你，你已经自由了。”
And now, as the final words to one another, say this: Jesus loves you, and you are already set free.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 好，我们的时间够了。
Amen. Hallelujah. 好，那我们继续讲。